Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this third Sunday after the Epiphany Year B. Our readings today, Jonah chapter 3, verses 1 to 5 and verse 10, Psalm 62. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 7, verses 29 to 31, and the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 14 to 20. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Come and worship the living God and the Savior of the world. Come and worship the one who died and was raised again. Come and worship the Spirit who renews and empowers us to be God's people, and to offer Him our thanks, our praise, and our worship. Amen. Lord, your people are gathering for worship. We come with all our differences of color, ability, gender, and age, our different needs of healing and hope, our different longings for forgiveness and peace, our different desires to express our thankfulness and praise. Lord, we ask that the words we use, the songs we sing, and the prayers we offer may unite us all in Christ. We pray that the power of your Holy Spirit may empower us and lead us closer to you. In Jesus' name, Amen. And we have the hymn, we have a gospel to proclaim, CPWI 400. 400.
Stand up, peace.
We pray the collect for the third Sunday after the Epiphany, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Give us grace, O Lord, to answer readily the call of our Savior Jesus Christ, and proclaim to all the people the good news of his salvation, that we and the whole world may perceive the glory of his marvelous works, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Responding to God's Call. Responding to God's Call. In God's relationship with humankind, God from time to time calls us to do God's will and God's work in the world. A children's prayer reminds us that God has no hands but our hands. God has no feet but our feet. God has no heart to show love in the world but ours. So from time to time, God calls us to be instruments of God's peace and love in the world. In Psalm 62, the psalmist affirms that he waits on God and God alone. He awaits God's call, and his faith is in God and God alone. The psalmist speaks, "For God alone my soul in silence waits. Truly my hope is in him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold, so that I shall not be shaken. In God is my safety and my honor. God is my strong rock and my refuge. Put your trust in him always. O people, pour out your hearts before him, for God is our refuge." Psalm 62, verses 6 to 9. The psalmist trusts God and invites all people to do the same. In faith, the psalmist reminds all that power belongs to God, and in addition, steadfast love is yours, O Lord. Therefore, God acts with power and love. When God calls, God empowers us to do the task for which we have been called, and God always acts out of love for humankind. In our Old Testament lesson today, from Jonah chapter 3, God's power and love are demonstrated in Jonah's response to God's call. This is the second time God has called Jonah. On the first occasion, Jonah refused to do the task for which he was called. Now, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, saying, "Go at once to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah set out to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid his fare and went on board to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord. Jonah chapter 1 verses 1 to 3. Jonah formed his own opinion of what God would do because of God's power and love, and he decided that he would have no part of it. Nineveh was the capital of the Assyrian Empire, the empire that wiped out the northern kingdom of Israel. God called Jonah to preach repentance to Israel's enemy. Jonah knew that if the people of Nineveh responded to the call to repent, God would forgive them. And that went against Jonah's inner feelings and desires. Jonah prayed, "O Lord, is not this what I said while I was still in my own country? That is why I fled to Tarshish at the beginning, for I knew that you were a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and ready to relent from punishment." Jonah chapter 4, verse 2. Jonah did not want God to show love to those whom he considered enemies of his people. However, God was patient with Jonah. After saving his life, God called Jonah a second time. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, saying, "Get up, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you." Jonah chapter 3, verse 2. On this occasion, Jonah's response to God's call was different. Instead of trying to escape, Jonah obediently traveled to Nineveh. Now, Nineveh was an exceedingly large city, a 3 days' walk across. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's walk, and he cried out, 40 days more, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." Jonah chapter 3, verse 4. The people of Nineveh responded immediately. They repented. The writer says, "And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast, and everyone, great and small, put on sackcloth." Jonah chapter 3, verse 5. Even the king responded to Jonah's preaching. He issued a decree, insisting that all the people, from the smallest to the greatest, should repent with fasting, with sackcloth, and with ashes, and turn from their wicked ways. Even domestic animals were included in the decree. The king hoped that God would change God's mind because about their punishment. He said, "Who knows? God may relent and change his mind. He may turn from his fierce anger so that we do not perish." Jonah chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord saw their transformation and in love exercises mercy. God does not follow through with the plan of destruction. Because of Jonah's response to God's call, the nation of Assyria was saved. In our gospel from Mark chapter 1, verses 14 to 20, Jesus emerges from his temptation in the wilderness to discover that John the Baptist has been arrested. Jesus returns to Galilee, where he begins to proclaim the good news of God's love. He says, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." Mark chapter 1, verse 15. God's reign has arrived. All are invited to be a part of God's kingdom, for it is near. Things will change. God's kingdom has different standards than those of the world. Those who wish to be a part of that kingdom must repent, let go of the world's values and standards. Instead, they must be like the psalmist, put their trust in God and adopt God's way of being and doing in the world. The values and standards of God are very different from those of the world. Those who respond to God's call must adopt new ways, new values, and new standards. The focus of their lives must be different. This is emphasized by Jesus' first task. He undertakes to recruit others to join him in establishing his kingdom in the world. Mark writes, "As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net in the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, 'Follow me, and I will make you fish for people.' And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat, mending their nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him." Mark chapter 1, verses 16 to 20. Peter and Andrew, James and John, were called to do a new thing. They were invited to become fishers of men. Jesus spoke a language that they could understand. They were to use their faith, their courage, and their strength of perseverance to bring others into the kingdom of God. They were called to use their gifts and instincts acquired as fishermen to bring others into God's kingdom. Jesus would use the skills and gifts that they had in a new direction with a new emphasis. Today, God is calling us to make a difference in the world. The kingdom of God is still available to all the people of the world. As disciples of Christ, as members of the church, we are called to make disciples of all nations. We have the gifts, and God has placed us in the part of God's vineyard where we are to exercise our gifts. God has empowered us with the gift of the Holy Spirit. It is up to us to respond to God's call to serve, to respond to the needs of others with love, to assist others in responding to the call to be a part of God's kingdom, a kingdom not of this world. Let us respond to God's call with obedience, with commitment, and love. God will fulfill God's purpose, and it is a good purpose. Amen. Let us pray. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. God Most High, your glory continues to surprise our expectation beyond our imagining. Breathe new life into our traditions and familiar practices to prepare your people for your kingdom. Bless and guide your bride, the church, as it seeks to live your good news. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. God Most High, you are with us in times of struggle and peace. Strengthen the hands of those who defend the weak and vulnerable. Give courage to those who dare to exhibit and establish a just peace. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. God Most High, you bring people together in love and fidelity. Bless all who covenant their relationship before you. In all that we are and all that we have, we share in your love. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. God Most High, you take our anxiety and rescue us from the pit of despondency. Give hope to all weighed down by the concerns and fears of the world. Bring to troubled hearts the light and refreshment of your peace. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. God Most High, you join our voices with the great multitude who cry, Alleluia. In this faith and trust, we bring before your throne of grace all who have died. May we come to share in the eternal banquet of your love. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn Songs of Fellowship 11:20. Will you come and follow me?
Will you let my love be shown? Will
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Go in peace, and the wisdom of the wonderful Counselor guide you. The strength of the mighty God defend you. The love of the everlasting Father enfold you. The peace of the Prince of Peace be upon you. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you this day and forevermore. Amen. And we wish that you have a very spirit-filled, productive week as we all strive to respond to God's call to us to be faithful disciples of Christ in this world and part of the vineyard in which God has placed us. And we end with the hymn, Take My Hand, Precious Lord, played by the All Stars Steel Orchestra.
Thank you.